This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Pressure is now building for the United States to strike a bilateral trade deal with longtime Democratic ally Taiwan as a counter to China's growing power and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Some see Taiwan as the tip of the spear in a U.S. economic, political, and military struggle with China. U.S. and Taiwan leaders are increasingly making the argument that a bilateral trade agreement between the two, who are already major trading partners in agriculture and technology, is key to stemming China's malignant behavior in the Western Pacific. Among them is the head of Taiwan's representative office in Seattle, Daniel Chin.
Taiwan is the seventh largest destination for U.S. agricultural products, and the second if you do that on a per capita basis, just behind Canada. Bearing those in mind, recently, Taiwan government decided to lift long-standing market restriction on U.S. pork and beef.
And that prompted Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Patrick Toomey, a member of the key International Trade Committee, to call for even closer economic ties.
I intend to introduce this week a Senate resolution in support of a U.S.-Taiwan free trade agreement. And again, the deal should be comprehensive. It should include everything: manufacturing, services, technology, agriculture.
Toomey is one of 50 senators who earlier signed a letter urging the Trump administration to pursue a bilateral trade deal with Taiwan, even though it put a China deal first. And President-elect Biden says he wants to wait on new trade deals. U.S. farm groups don't want to wait, according to U.S.-Taiwan Business Council Vice President Lotta Danielson, citing interest in trading key commodities.
So that's soybeans, that's beef, that's corn. And so the support is there from within the U.S., and that's why we created the coalition, you know, the BTA coalition, to try to kind of gather up all the organizations that want to support a BTA with Taiwan.
U.S. farm exports to Taiwan totaled $3.6 billion last year. The U.S. is Taiwan's top supplier of agricultural goods with 32% market share, followed by the European Union at 11%. In other ag news, when it comes to trade, many in agriculture are wondering what the future will hold under a Joe Biden administration when it comes to trade. Randy Russell is a former USDA undersecretary and the current president of the Russell Group in Arlington, Virginia. He spoke during a recent CME Group webinar and says things will look a lot different than they did in the previous 4 years.
The Trump administration focused, as you guys know better than anyone, very heavily on using tariffs as a means to an end. By that, to get people's attention and get them to the negotiating table. He certainly used it on the steel and aluminum tariffs with Canada and Mexico, made some threats on Korea before we got the chorus agreement put in place, negotiated a phase one with Japan, certainly imposed significant tariffs on China, and many of those remain.
He does give the administration credit for the Phase 1 trade deal with China. Russell says the next 4 years may be more about cooperative efforts, especially when it comes to dealing with China.
I think relative to China and new Biden administration, I think what you might see is two things. One is an effort to try to put more pressure on China by working with our allies, working with our trading partners to try to put some pressure on China. Number two is I think you might see them try to reduce some of the tariffs or eliminate some of the tariffs. I'm not saying all the tariffs, and see if there is a reciprocal action on the part of the Chinese to try to lower the temperature in the relationship.
He also looks at trade from the Chinese perspective and says it's very different from the U.S. way of doing things.
It doesn't matter who's president in their eyes. They are on a path over the next 20 to 30 years to get to a certain point economic-wise. And up to this point, I think it is pretty clear that they've stolen our technology. They've restricted our foreign investment. They have clearly taken aggressive actions against Hong Kong and the South China Sea. They've had human rights violations in the northwest section of China. And those are all going to be very vexing issues for the Biden team when they come in.
He also says China is going to continue to be a vexing problem for many administrations in the years to come. And stay tuned. More WSMI Ag News is coming up next.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn "I can't afford life insurance" into "I can start protecting my family today." Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
With commodity prices lower, are you maximizing your fertilizer dollar by putting nutrients where your crop needs it most? Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. With their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Minimize cost, maximize yields, optimize results. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
A sure sign of the holidays is the aroma of homemade pies and cookies baking. You'll need plenty of fresh farm-owned Prairie Farms butter for baking, plus half and half for creamy pumpkin pies, and Prairie Farms whipped cream to top your desserts. For dunking those holiday cookies, refreshing glasses of Prairie Farms milk, or try their new flavors of salted caramel and chocolate peanut butter milk. And don't forget the 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice for lots of vitamin C. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641 and always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
And in today, Thursday's feature ag story, as growers have wrapped up harvest, farmer attention turns to preparing the field for the following spring. Fall fertilizer applications can offer many benefits to growers looking to save time and money. Steve Carlson is the Levasol and Crop Enhancement Manager with CHS Agronomy. He says soils need to have the necessary nutrients for crops in the spring and talks about why fall fertilizer application can be a big advantage for farmers.
It's really an ideal time to get a lot of those key nutrients into the soil ahead of that season. Applying phosphorus at that end of the year before that freeze can really help make sure that you have the things in place for that fall and growing season. So hitting that fall window when we have a fairly good fall conditions this year can really be an advantage for both time and making sure we got a great setup for next year. The other part I like too is when we make that application in the fall, typically we're getting some tillage or different incorporation methods to make sure more of that application is getting into that root zone or incorporate in that soil where we can really maximize the overall fit.
He says phosphorus is essential for plant growth and talks about why tie-up is an issue.
I really like what it does in terms of overall forming that building block. It's helping get that root germination and that strength of growth early in the season. Phosphorus is a key component in all those things. It's deficient in the majority of the soils that we deal with. And the reason that we see a lot of that overall deficiency is it's kind of tough in the soil. With the charge that we have on phosphorus, it often gets bound up in the soil with either key micronutrients or some of those other positive cations in the soil. So it can be micronutrients like zinc, iron, copper, manganese. Some of these other things can really bind it up. If we look at most soils, we probably only get about 20% of that phosphorus that we apply actually contributing to that crop.
That means the tie-up in the soil can cause farmers to lose up to 80% of their phosphorus application. Carlson talks about how farmers can avoid phosphorus getting tied up in the soil.
A great way that we can do that is incorporating a product like Trivar, which is a nutrient enhancement product. When we look at this product with Trivar, what it really does is it helps overcome that binding in the soil we see with those positive cations. A key component that we have in there is the Levasol chelate technology. And what this does is it prevents that binding from happening by freeing up those micronutrients and protecting that phosphorus to allow for more availability to that crop. So really a great fit in helping increase that overall phosphorus and micronutrient availability.
He also talks about how Trivar helps farmers get the most out of their application.
The other part that's really nice here is having multiple modes of action. Trivar as a secondary piece has a phosphatase enzyme, and this enzyme is present in every single soil globally, and it has one job. It converts the unavailable phosphate that's in that soil to a plant-available form. Again, this reaction happens naturally in the soil, but with Trivar and impregnating it on that phosphate fertilizer, you're jump-starting that reaction and beginning that conversion right away, making more of that phosphate available to that crop.
And for more information on Trivar from CHS Agronomy, growers can go to trivarfertilizer.com or contact your local CHS Agronomy representative in Shipman, Pocahontas, and Louder. And another ag news on the state level. Most of Illinois can expect some more rain this weekend, and it comes just in time, as most of us will probably be sitting in the house anyway due to the new COVID restrictions. All jokes aside, Bryce Anderson serves as the chief ag meteorologist for DTN and has the details for this weekend's weather.
The moisture that we get this coming weekend is likely to be in the form of shower and thunderstorm action on Saturday and Sunday for the most part. And the models have steadily increased the precipitation totals that we could get. We could have a total of more than an inch of precipitation across much of northern and central Illinois this week. Southern Illinois maybe a little bit less than that. But I think you have to take the moisture and consider it as a benefit. Since there still is a pretty good portion of the Midwest east of the Mississippi that is on a drier note. So I think that that's going to be pretty useful, and there has been a chance or two to get field work taken care of after harvest. So I think this rainfall is overall going to be fairly well tolerated.
Anderson also sees temperatures on a more seasonable track for next week, the week of Thanksgiving across the state, with daytime high temperatures in the middle 40s to the middle 50s. And one last quick note here before we go on a Thursday afternoon. We do have a red flag warning in effect for Madison, St. Clair, and Clinton counties right now, going on until 6 this evening. Along those three counties and every other county in our listening area is under a wind advisory until 6 this evening as well. So from a farmer's standpoint and personally a volunteer fireman's standpoint, please put the matches away. Don't burn anything today. We don't need another repeat of what happened back roughly a month ago. And with that, we'll conclude your Ag News here on a Thursday afternoon. But remember, you can always send your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, November 19th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.